Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The NFL draft, less than 4 weeks away. It's time for the Mike Stone mock draft 1.0. This is the fourth year we're doing this. We'll have two more of these mock drafts. So, you know, don't etch this in stone, so to speak, because it's always a work in progress. All right. We start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. As expected, Trevor Lawrence, quarterback, Clemson. The New York Jets, they have Sam Darnold. They have holes, but they fall in love with Zach Wilson, the quarterback from Brigham Young. Now, the San Francisco 49ers, they trade up. I'm not really sure which guy they really, really want. There's a lot of smoke being told here. I can't believe that they would trade up to take Mac Jones. But I do believe they would trade up to take Justin Fields. Justin Fields goes to the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, the big, the first big decision.
Well, coming up at four, will it be four quarterbacks in a row? The Atlanta Falcons on the clock. They already have a guy named Julio Jones. Matt Ryan is, you know, in the autumn of his career, to be kind. They call this man the unicorn. They can't pass up tight end slash wide receiver Kyle Pitts.
Oh, he's off the board.
He's off the board.
Top five.
Okay, here we go. Fifth pick, the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals definitely want to keep Joe Burrow healthy. Joe Burrow wants to be healthy, but he also has friends in other places where he went to school. His influence will not be warranted or given permission to accept, so to speak. Anyway, that's a horrible way to phrase that. The Cincinnati Bengals, like Penny Sewell, offensive tackle from Oregon.
So what you were saying was he wanted Jamar Chase.
He wanted Jamar Chase.
And in doing so, should we expect that Joe Burrow will be demanding a trade soon?
No.
No?
No,
okay.
We won't.
He is no Russell Wilson.
But Jamar Chase, he's happy because he stays down south. The Miami Dolphins will select Jamar Chase.
Ooh.
So here we are at number seven for the Detroit Lions. I don't think the populace of Detroit is going to like this pick. Because I don't think everybody loves quarterbacks that they need. Some people don't believe you should take wide receivers very high. The Detroit Lions go to build up their trenches and select a little early for my taste, but maybe not for theirs, because I have them selecting versatile offensive lineman Rashawn Slater from Northwestern.
You're going outside the box, per se.
A little outside the box for mock draft one.
He
can play any position. I mean, some people have him as center. Obviously, the Lions don't need him as a center. But
no,
he can play,
don't.
And you need help on that.
You gotta have a backup center.
You need him on that right. They need help on the right side of the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Carolina Panthers say, thank you very much, Brad Holmes. We'll just take Trey Lance. The Denver Broncos are next. John Elway, he's not in charge anymore. Well, at least he's not the GM. He'll take Mac Jones. Quarterback, Alabama. The Dallas Cowboys, they need defense in a worst way, don't they?
They do.
They do have former Michigan Wolverine Jordan Lewis that they re-upped in the secondary. They get him some help. Patrick Surtain II from Alabama.
They go on this on the back end of things.
The New York Football Giants, look, they're an offensive juggernaut if they only had a really good quarterback. Their offensive line's not great, but their defense is not good at all. So they select linebacker Micah Parsons, Pennsylvania State University.
Well, it was staying on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Next up, the Philadelphia Eagles. Last year, they passed up Justin Jefferson for another wide receiver, Rager from TCU. They will not pass up a wide receiver this time. The question is, which member of the Crimson Tide do they take? The Eagles go with Jalen Waddle. The Los Angeles Chargers, with a young quarterback, they want to give him some weapons, but they also want to make sure he doesn't get the crap kicked out of him. The Chargers stay in town and take USC offensive tackle Elijah Vera Tucker.
Wow.
The Minnesota Vikings are next. The Vikings lost one of their offensive linemen. His name was Riley Reiff. He went to Cincinnati. The Vikings drafting for need. They need an offensive lineman. They take Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech. The New England Patriots are next. And this is very interesting because the Patriots and, you know, in free agency went with the multiple tight ends, with, you know, the guys that they sign. They still need wide receiver help, don't they, John?
They do.
Bill Belichick has a pretty good relationship with Nick Saban. It's not the Patriot way, so to speak, all the time. And they haven't had a lot of success at this position early. But they say, give me the Heisman. They take Devontae Smith, who drops to 15.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals are next. Patrick Peterson, he signed with the Vikings. They need the defensive back. They take the speedy J.C. Horn from South Carolina. Next up is the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders, John, always a wild card. You never know what the hell they're going to do. But I do know this. Their defense blows. They need playmakers. And this might be a little early for him, as I've seen other mock drafts. But Mike Mayock and John Gruden, they don't care about other mock drafts. They'll take Tulsa linebacker Zaven Collins.
Oh.
The Miami Dolphins are on the clock again. They're just building players. They just want players. And they want to get to the quarterback. And with that pick, they check the box of Michigan defensive end, Quiddy Pay.
Oh, going down there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Ross.
Yes. John, your former team, now known as the Washington football team, they have a great defense.
Mm-hmm.
They could use a quarterback, but all the good ones are pretty much gone in the first round. They could use an offensive lineman to protect Fitzmagic. They go with offensive tackle Tevin Jenkins from Oklahoma State.
Oh.
The Chicago Bears. Well, you talk about a team that they don't know what the hell they're doing. But they did lose their cornerback Fuller to free agency. Is that correct, John?
They did.
So they went to the same college as Fuller and the same first initial of his last name. The Bears take Caleb Farley, defensive back from Virginia Tech.
That's a good pick.
Thank you. Ryan Pace says, thank you, I don't. The Indianapolis Colts are next. They need defense in the worst way. Because their offensive line is really good.
Mm-hmm. They did it on the edge.
Yes, they do. And they go down south to the U and take Gregory Rousseau, defensive end from Miami.
Well done.
The Tennessee Titans. They're upset. They thought they should have done better this year. They lost one of their really good players in the secondary, Adoree Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to draft for need. They stay in the Big Ten and go with Greg Newsom II, the defensive back from Northwestern. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
The New York Jets back on the clock. They're going to go for the best athlete they believe available, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They select from the Georgia Bulldogs, the defensive end, Azeez Ojulari. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Steel built the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh likes toughness. They'll get some toughness. They bulk up their offensive line because they got to protect the aging Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers take Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle, Alabama.
Oh. All right.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer was never conventional as a college coach, was he?
No, he was not.
He has Trevor Lawrence as a quarterback. He loved having a guy named Percy Harvin when he was at Florida. He believes that Purdue wide receiver Rondell Moore will be his Percy Harvin.
Ooh.
and he takes Rondell Moore.
In the first round.
In the first round.
That's a hell of a pro day.
Yes, there are some people that believe that the other wide receiver named Moore should go in the first round from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
But he's too busy imitating dogs leaking in the end zone, so he might drop.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns are next. Browns need some defensive help. They go with linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame.
Good pick for them.
Next up, the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens lost Wes Bloomfield's own and Grand Valley State's Matthew Judon to free agency. So they need help at the edge. He's raw. He had a good workout at his pro day. From Penn State, Jason Owa, defensive end.
Speedy.
Yes, he is. The Saints are next. Malcolm Jenkins, he needs a cane out there. Still effective, but he's old. They take safety, Trayvon Mooring from TCU.
He needs a cane?
Yeah, he's old. The Green Bay Packers are next. Will they get Aaron Rodgers a receiver?
They don't do that in the first round. You know that.
They don't do that in the first round until this year.
Oh, no.
Because they believe that Jordan Love's going to need a receiver in a couple of years. The Packers select Kadarius Toney from the University of Florida. The Buffalo Bills are next. They have pretty good defense, but they could use help rushing the passer. They also go down south to the U. Jalen Phillips, defensive end, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs, offensive line, really, really banged up. Eric Fisher, we don't know when he's going to come back, if at all. Mitchell Schwartz, the same. The Chiefs select Michigan Wolverine, Jalen Mayfield.
Who?
And finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're a little long on the tooth on the defensive line. I know they brought back Sue. But he won't be around after this year, I don't think. So they go and close out the first round with defensive tackle Christian Barmore from Alabama.
Well, I'll put him next to Vita Vea, who they just picked up his fifth year.
Yes, they did. That is Stoney Mock Draft 1.0 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!